It's time now for our Monday morning wake-up call. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Every Monday at this time, we find a guest who wants you to know about an issue that you might not know about. And today, our guest is concerned about how the DNR is dealing with a groundwater pollution issue at a large Wisconsin dairy farm. Our guest is Elizabeth Wheeler, a staff attorney with Clean Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what's going on at this large dairy farm, Burr Oak Heifers, and why you're concerned.
Sure. So the facility has past groundwater contamination. They've been operating at the site since 2001, and as early as 2002, there were reports of contaminated groundwater. The facility has monitoring that shows groundwater levels as high as 120 milligrams per liter historically and hovering generally around 50 to 60 milligrams per liter on the site. And the state level for the health standard is 10 milligrams per liter. So it's a lot of contamination, and they're continuing to operate.
And this is contamination primarily due to manure, because that's what raises nitrates in the groundwater?
Yeah, absolutely. So what this facility is, it's a heifer operation, so it's raising young cows to sell to dairy farms. And they had no containment for either the heifers or their waste products on site, and they were just having them out on open lots that were not vegetated, so it was just bare land. And so the manure was leaching into the groundwater.
So the facility was fined for this exceeding the allowable limits in groundwater. But now you say the DNR is proposing a permit that would allow exceeding those limits.
Yeah, basically they've asked DNR to legalize the activity. As recently as last fall, they got a $65,000 fine from the Wisconsin Department of Justice. They had to replace private wells, and then they had to abandon and seed their lots. They had four different lots. And now they're asking for, on this one lot, the Burr Oak site, to continue to operate, and they've asked for an exemption from the nitrate standard.
And why is what's wrong with allowing them this exemption?
Well, nitrate is a health-based standard, which means that it can have severe impacts on human health if the levels are exceeded in the groundwater. And as we know, this area of Wisconsin has primarily private drinking wells. It's rural Wisconsin, and people have their own wells on their property. And so when the groundwater becomes contaminated, then it exposes the public, the general public, to health risks. And the specific thing that nitrate causes is called methemoglobinemia, excuse me. And what that does is it prevents your blood from carrying oxygen. And so it can be really problematic, especially for young infants and for pregnant women.
Well, the DNR must have determined that exceeding the allowable limits is safe, or what?
They haven't. So under the law, they're allowed to give a variance for this pollutant, because it's very common in Wisconsin to have high nitrate levels due to the amount of dairy farming that we do have here. So they're allowed to give an exemption, but only if they make a finding that it's going to be protective of public health. And the exemption that they're proposing in this instance would be a 28 milligram per liter, so almost three times the health-based standard, and they haven't made a finding that that's going to be protective of public health.
Why don't they just tell the facility to clean up operations enough to keep the nitrates at the previous level?
You know, it's a really concerning trend that we've been seeing with DNR over the past few years. There's been less enforcement cases brought, and now we're starting to see the use of variances and exemptions from standards. If the facility can't meet it, they might have to. If they were required to actually meet the nitrate standard, they might actually have to abandon the lot and seed it, and they might not be able to operate any longer there.
And is this a done deal, or what can be done about this proposed exemption?
It's absolutely not a done deal. The DNR has a draft permit out. There's a public hearing in Adams on April 15th, and people are encouraged to come and speak about any concerns that they might have with the proposed wastewater permit. And you can also write comments into the DNR expressing any concern that you may have with the proposed permit.
And we just have about 30 seconds to go. Clean Wisconsin is going to fight this, in court, if it goes through?
Possibly. We possibly could bring a court action. It depends on what DNR's actions are between now and the final permit being issued. They have to respond to any public comments that they get in, and we're working on doing analysis of the site and the groundwater flow and whether the permit standard can be met, or whether a more stringent standard can be met. And then we will submit those comments to DNR. They'll have to respond, and then they'll issue a final permit. And if we believe that their final permit still is illegal, then we will consider suing them.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Elizabeth Wheeler is a staff attorney with Clean Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.